Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud. We are holding on the very bottom daf Tesam and Beis. We're in the last of the Ein Bein Mishnayos, as we're going to learn today. We're again contrasting different things and comparing different things. So today we're going to discuss the difference between the Kedusha of the city when the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim and the city and the Kedusha of the area when the Mishkan was in Shiloh. So that's going to be the last Ein Bein, but primarily Daf Yud Amud Aleph is going to discuss the concept of Kedusha Rishona, Kidsha L'Shaita B'Kidsha L'Asadlavo, or Lo Kidsha L'Asadlavo, where the original Kedusha remains intact or the original Kedusha goes away. We're going to discuss various Nafkaminas, whether Kidsha L'Asadlavo or not, and try to be Tola it in several Machlokasim that we find throughout Shas, whether Kedusha Rishona is Kidsha L'Shaita, Kidsha and Kidsha L'Asadlavo, or not Kidsha L'Asadlavo. And then on Daf Yoram Beis, we begin a series of several Dafim in a row where we go through pasuk by pasuk and darshan the Megillah. So we're going to start with the pasuk Vayehi Bimei Achashverosh, and we're going to go from there. And on, it's about 5-6 plots straight of Agada to Gemara. So first we're going to darshan what Vayehi Bimei means, what it generally indicates in terms of the upcoming story. We're going to learn a little bit about the tznius of Tamar. We're going to learn about the Aron in the Beis Hamikdash, how it stood miraculously. And then toward the end of the daf, we're going to have the first few of 17 different psichos for drashas on Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther was darshaned in many yeshivos throughout history, and when they were darshan the Megillah, there were certain ways of having a sheer psicha of opening the drashas on the Megillah. We're going to have 17 different drashos that Amoraim had when they began their teachings on Megillas Esther. So we are holding again at the Mishnah and Daf Tesam and Beis. Let's begin now. Some background: the 14 years that Klal Yisrael was kovish v'cholik Eretz Yisrael, that they were conquering and dividing the land after Yoshua led them into Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan stood for those 14 years in Gilgal, and then it went to Shiloh, and they built a bayis shel avanim in Shiloh, and they said they spread out the curtains of the Mishkan over that bayis during that 369 year period, and the bamos were aser. One was not allowed to be makriv karbanos on bamos until Eli HaKohen died, and the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, and they had to build the Mishkan in Nov, and during that time period, Bamos became mutter. That Mishkan stood for 13 years until Shmuel died, and after the Mishkan was destroyed, they built it in Givon, and it stood there for 44 years until Shlomo HaMelech finally built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is what we refer to as the Beis Olamim, and then Bamos became Aser forever. So yesterday we discussed the difference between Bama Ketana and Bama Gedola. Today we're going to discuss the difference between when the Mishkan is in Shiloh and when we have the Beis Olamim, when we have the Beis HaMikdash. What are the differences in Halacha? Say, Ein Bein Shiloh Li Yerushalayim. There's no difference between the Kedusha in Shiloh when the Mishkan was there and Yerushalayim when the Beis HaMikdash was there. Elisha b'Shiloh ochlin kachim kalim ma'aser sheni b'chala roa. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, you were allowed to eat kachim kalim and you were allowed to eat ma'aser sheni in any place that you could see Shiloh from. That's considered to be a place that has enough kedusha that it's like the city of Yerushalayim when the Beis HaMikdash is there. But Yerushalayim lefnim menachamba. But in Yerushalayim, chala roa is not a place of kedusha. In Yerushalayim, only within the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, they were allowed to eat kachim kalim, and they were allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. And even though there's a chilik between them, legabi ma'aser sheni and kachim kalim, but v'kanu kan kachim kachim nechalim flim naklayim. In both places, kachim kachim, which have a more significant level of kedusha, can only be eaten inside of the curtains. In Shiloh, you're allowed to eat them inside of the curtains of the chatzar mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they're only allowed to be eaten inside the Azara, because the Kedusha of the Mishkan and the Kedusha of the Azara match up with each other, they align with each other. And another difference, Kedusha Shiloh Yesh Achreya Heter, Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Achreya Heter. Kedusha Shiloh, there is a Heter Bamos afterwards. After Shiloh was destroyed, they were allowed to be Makriv wherever they wanted on Bamos. Kedusha Yerushalayim is Ein Achreya Heter. They were not allowed to be Makriv anywhere else after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. There was no heter after the Churban Habayis. Now the Achronim have a discussion. When we say that Shiloh Ochlim B'chol Aroa, that in Shiloh you're allowed to eat anywhere that you can see the city of Shiloh from, so what does that mean? Does that mean Shiloh has a din like Yerushalayim L'chol Dvarav, that Shiloh is that Chol Aroa rather has a din like Yerushalayim, that a mamish becomes like Yerushalayim? Or does that mean no, there's a din that you're allowed to eat there, but it's not a din that it has a status of Yerushalayim for other halachas as well? The nafkamina would be if the basar leaves the a place where it's Chol Aroa, and the basar goes to a place where you can't see Shiloh from, is that considered basar shiyatzu chutzim mechitzaso? Because the halacha is if you have basar kachim kalim that goes outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, so then it's considered to be nifsal, it becomes basal because it's yatzu chutzim mechitzaso. So do we assume Chol Aroa is like a mechitza? It's like Yerushalayim where it has that full kedusha, and therefore if it leaves Chol Aroa, it's considered to be basar shiyatzu chutzim mechitzaso, and would therefore become basal? Or do we say no, there is no din mechitza by Chol Aroa? It happens to be if it's roa, then you're allowed to eat, and if you're not roa, you're not allowed to eat. But there's no din mechitza, so it wouldn't have such a psul of yatzah chutzim mechitzaso. Another nafkamina would be shiluach temeim, when you have to send someone out chutz l'gimel machnos. If you have to send someone out outside of all three machnos, does that have a din of machne Yisrael? Do you have to send someone out of Shiloh of Chol Aroa of Shiloh? So Karnora writes that bizman mishkan Shiloh there were gimel machnos, machne Yisrael was b'Chol Aroa, and therefore temeim were sent chutz l'sholosh machnos. They had to leave anywhere that you could see Shiloh, meaning he understands as a davar pashut that Chol Aroa has a din of the kedusha of machne Yisrael mamish, just like Chomus Yerushalayim bizman Abayis had a din of machne Yisrael mamish. The Briska Rav in the Grizal Torah in Parshas Re'eh says b'Chol Aroa does not have a din of kedushas makom at all. It's a din in achilas kachim kalim that you're allowed to eat b'Chol Aroa, and mele if the basa goes michutz l'Chol Aroa, it doesn't become possible at all because there is no such din of kedusha samakom. So it seems like a machlokas achrona between the Keren Orah and the Brisker of how we view Chol Aroa. There's also a discussion. Rashi writes that kol makom that you could see Shiloh from, that's Chol Aroa. Sounds like it's enough to see the city of Shiloh, that you don't actually have to see the Mishkan. Meaning Chol Aroa, I keep translating it the way Rashi says it, that you only have to see the city, that you don't need to actually see the Mishkan. The Rach, Rabbi Nachmanel says, V'cheino ya'omed b'sada umabit misha Mishkan Shiloh, that you could be standing out in a field somewhere, and as long as you can see the Mishkan Shiloh, then you're allowed to eat wherever you are. Sounds like from the Rabbeinu Chananel that it's not enough to see the city of Shiloh, we actually have to see Mishkan Shiloh. And in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam writes as well, the Inyan B'Chol Aroa, Ratzalomer Kol Makom Sha'omed Va'afilu Barachok V'Roa Chelik Min Abayis Mutulo Lechol Bosa Makom Kachim Kalim Ma'aser Sheni. If you see Chelek min Abayis, you see part of the Mikdash, part of the Mishkan. So it's totally in Re'iyas Abayis, not in the Re'iyah of the city. The Achronim bring a raya to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Maseches Megillah, that Rabbi Shimon bar Maisha bo kome Rabbi Lazar, he asked the Shaila, Ma'u haroa Shilo, o Shilo u Mishkan Shilo. So Amalei, Shilo u Mishkan Shilo. So he asked this Shaila, do you have to just see Shilo, or do you have to see Shilo and Mishkan Shilo? And he said, you have to see Mishkan Shilo. So apparently, yeah, that's what you have to see, like Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam say, different than what Rashi says. So that's the din of Chol Aroa. So says the Gemara now, just before we get to the Gemara, the Gemara is going to talk about a place called Beis Chonya. What's the story of Beis Chonya? Bit with Beis Chonya. So after Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol died, so his son Chonya built a bama in Mitzrayim, in Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, and he started bringing karbanos on that bama. And there's a machlokas tanaim whether that bama was built to bring karbanos l'shem Shemayim, or is built to bring karbanos l'shem Avodah Zarah. So that's a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Menachos and Daf Kuf Tes and Beis. It's a machlokas what exactly the story was. Shimon HaTzadik had two sons. That everyone agrees on. It was Shimi and Chonyo, and before he died, he, according to one Tana, he wanted Chonyo to be Memali Makom, as the Kohen Gadol. He wanted him to become the Kohen Gadol, even though Shimi was older and he was greater Chacham than Chonyo was. So Shimi got upset and he started saying all sorts of awful things about Chonyo, till Chonyo, because of the terrible reputation that Shimi had given him, had to run away to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, and that's where he built the Mizbech and he started being makrivel of Korbanos L'shem Avodah Zarah. That's one time. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's the exact opposite. That really, Chonyo didn't want to be Mekabel the Kuhuna, and he gave it over to Shimi, and then when he regretted his decision to give it over to his brother, so he started saying all sorts of awful things about his brother. And then they found out that Chonyo was saying these awful things about his brother, but they were untrue, so Chonyo was chased out of town because of all the awful things he was saying about his brother. No one respected him, and they were after him, so he had to run away to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, and over there he built the Mizbeach, and he was Makriv L'Shem Shemayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds a little funny, it sounds like he was worse, but he was Makriv L'Shem Shemayim. But that's the Machlokas Tanayim about what the Beis Chonyo was all about. Now, during the entire Tkufa that the Aron was near the Mizbeach, like in Shiloh, in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Aron and the Mizbeach were in proximity to each other, that's when Bamos are Asir. But when the Plishtim take the Aron, when the Aron is not near them, and when the Aron is going out to Milchama with Klal Yisrael, and the Mizbeach is therefore separate from the Aron, that's the Zman of Heter Bamos. So now, based on that background, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati Shemakrivin Bebeis Chonyo Bezman Hazeh. Says, I have a tradition that we're Makrev Korbanos in Beis Chonyo Bezman Hazeh, even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So Kasavra Beis Chonyo La Beis Avodah Zarah, obviously the premise of any such Shita has to be that Beis Chonyo is not a Beis Avodah Zarah. You also have to understand that the Kedushas HaMikdash doesn't stay intact. Meaning, if the Kedushas HaMikdash stayed intact, it would be ki'ilu, the same status as you had when the Aron and the Mizbeach were near each other, and therefore there would be an Isser Bamos. So if you're telling me that you're allowed to be Makrav and Beis Chonyo, you're assuming that there's a Heter Bamos. To assume there's a Heter Bamos, you have to assume there's no longer a Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash. The Chsiv, because Pasuk says, so we darshin, what's that pasuk about? Menucha Zushilo, that's where they had the Mishkan. Nachla Yerushalayim, that's where they had the Beis HaMikdash. So Makish Nachla L'Menucha, we compare Nachla to Menucha. Ma Menucha Yesh Achre Heter, just like the Mishkan Shilo, that after it was destroyed, there's a Heter Bamos. Af Nachla Yesh Achre Heter, so to the Beis HaMikdash, after it's destroyed, there comes a Heter Bamos. So Amrulei, the Chachamim, said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Amart, did you really say such a thing? This halacha that you're allowed to be makrav beis chonyo bezman hazeh, you can go to Mitzrayim and be makrav beis chonyo. Samaluhu lo, he said, no, it's a lie. I never said any such thing. Samar Rava, Rava said, what are you talking about? Helokim. It's an expression of a shvua. Amaro, gemir alamine. What do you mean? You said it, and I remember I was mekabel it from you. I learned it from you. Umay time kaadarbe. So obviously you're embarrassed about saying it, and you want to change your mind. Why are you changing your mind? Why are you going back on the halacha that you said? Mishum kasha Rav Mari. Must be because of the kasha of Rav Mari. The most of Rav Mari. Rav Mari asked the question, how can you say that Kedushas Yerushalayim is batel? We have a Mishnah, Kedushas Shilo yesh achreya heter, Kedushas Yerushalayim ein achreya heter. That Kedushas Shilo has heter afterwards, and there is a heter bamos. Kedushas Yerushalayim, after the Mikdash was destroyed, there is no heter bamos. But oh, Tanan, and also we have a Mishnah Maseches Bachim, that Mishabo Yerushalayim nesra bamos, v'lo hayo lahem od heter. That from the time they went into Yerushalayim, the bamos became aser, and they never became mutter again. Vihi haisal the nachla, and Yerushalayim became the nachla where we say kilo basam el menuchah v'la nachla. So you see that even though the bamos were mutter after Shiloh, they were not mutter after Yerushalayim. So a couple of points in Tosfos over here. First of all, tab Tosfos shemati shemakrivin beis chonyo kasha heich makrivin sham betuma dagazu tuma leretz ha'amim. Wait a second, says Tosfos. Weren't Chazal gozer tuma on all of Chutz Laretz, that a kohen who lives in Eretz Yisrael not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? All these issues, why are Kohanim, all the discussion poskim, why are Kohanim allowed to live in Chutz Laretz bizman hazeh? There's a gzeira of tuma in all of Chutz Laretz in Eretz Ha'anim. So why is it that how is it possible that you can be makrav beis chonyo? You don't have tara. Everyone is tamei because of tumas Eretz Ha'anim. So it says, Tosfos Yeshlomer deshema legabe ha lo gazru cham tuma kivin shemina tori yachol ha'akriv. Maybe the chum were willing to be gozer tuma legabe certain halachos, but not legabe other halachos. Maybe legabe whether Kohanim can live in Chutz Laaretz, there goes a tumah. Maybe there's certain other halachos that require tara eating truma or whatever. But when it comes to stopping us from doing a mitzvah d'oraisa of bringing karbonos, maybe that the rabbanon weren't gozer tuma. Maybe the rabbanon weren't so excited to be gozer tuma if it's going to come at the expense of a mitzvah d'oraisa of bringing karbonos. Another important comment to Tosos, second Tosos, umaytay mahadar bei mishum kushya d'rav mari hiksha rav rabbeinu chayim umitchila heich yomar lemilsei v'chiloa yodea mishna v'aloin shkuras b'fikol. Meaning, how do we show that it's incorrect to say that you're allowed to bring karbanos bezmanazeh and bezchonyo? Because it's against the beferish of Mishnah and Zvachim. What, Rabbi Yitzchak didn't know the Mishnah and Zvachim? He did the Mishnayis, all the Amoraim knew the Mishnayis cold. The Bali Tos say in a couple of places of Psukim, they didn't always know cold. But the Mishnayis, the Tos says like that in Bob Basa, shocking. No, there were Psukim and Navi, okay, Navi, they didn't know cold. But the Mishnayis was Shkura Bifi cold. That they knew very, very well. So how could it be that he didn't know the Mishnah? Vodkash, Akim de Tanayi, and my Hadabe. And if it's a machlokas tanoim, why would that make him be chozer? Lema nada amri kamandi amar lo kitcha. Why doesn't he just say that I hold like the other shita in tanoim? Lekach nir la rav rabbeinu chayim dukuli amal modu di mishabol yushlaim nesra abamos vishuv lo hayla en hatir. Everyone agrees that there was an Isser Bamos when the Mikdash was built in Yerushalayim, and there was no Heter after that. V'ani Tanoi b'hab lihi, demandi amr lo kitcha, sover da'af b'mekomu sham lizbeach, en yicholun ha'akr v'achshav. The one that says lo kitcha holds that even b'makom ha'mizbeach we're not allowed to be makrav kabanos now. U'mandi amr kitcha sover, at least the b'makom ha'mizbeach mutal ha'akr v'avalo b'bama. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to be makrav on a bama, they're not allowed to be makrav outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Question is, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, in the Makom HaMikdash, can you be Makriv Karbanos? That's a significant discussion. That's a significant discussion in Achronim. The Chassam Sofer had the letters back and forth with a lot of people, both Rabbi Kivager in particular, about whether you're allowed to be Makriv Karbanos Bezman HaZeh. The Tshuva in the Chassam Sofer in Yerodei Reish Lamed Vav, he responds to Rabbi Kivager about Karbanos Bezman HaZeh, and the Chassam Sofer says, Mitzad Adin, there will be nothing stopping us from bringing Karbanos Bezman HaZeh. He says, you have to be choshesh for the Kohanim that are not miuchasim, that maybe they're not real Kohanim, because you could be somech on the chazaka, that they're kosher and they're not halalim. And even if klepei shemaya galia, that they're really halalim, that's not going to pass with the carbon. It's Gemara Makos Daf Yud Beis, that Beruch Hashem chelo afilu halalim shabo. Even if they're a halalim, but they're assuming that they're Kohanim, and they have a chazaka that they're Kohanim, so that's not going to be mechal the karbanos. And also, you have to be choshesh that maybe his father's not a Kohen, even during Gzeros and times of Shema, because you could be samech on Rov Bi'ilos, that Rov Bi'ilos Achar Abal, and therefore if he was brought up by what he assumed was his father was a Kohen, you could assume it was his father was a Kohen. You have to be Choshish for Tuma, because at least by Karbonos Tzibur you have to be Choshish for Tuma. So at least you should be able to be Makriv Karbonos Tzibur. And even if you say that you can't be Makriv Tamidim, because there are no Shiklei Tzibur, we don't have Shkalim anymore, and the Karbon Tamid has to be bought with communal funds, and there's no way to ensure that the funds are in fact communal, but you could still be Makriv Karban Pesach. So what about the fact that we don't have Big Day Kohen Gadol, we don't have Avnei Choshen, and therefore we can't have Big Day Kohen Gadol? He says that's not Makriv Akrava. That's it's not good. We'd rather have the Big Day Kuna Gadola, but it's not going to be Makriv the Akrava. So at least Karban Pesach you should be able to do it. So he says, therefore, if the Yishme'elim who are Sholet on the Makom HaMikdash give us Rishus to be able to go there and to bring Karbanos, so then we should it would be mutter to bring Karbanos, at least the Karban Pesach. But the Chassam Sofer says, we know that the Yishmaelim are not eager to let us go up to the Har Habayis and bring Karbanos, and therefore we're not allowed to bring Karbanos. But that's the only thing the Chassam Sofer said. It was all theoretical. Everything was theoretical. Well, with Hakamas and Medina, so everything, all, or at least in 67, everything became less theoretical, and people started taking Lameisa. So the Rabbanim generally say we don't bring Karbanos, but there's a group of people that still try every year. Okay, so the Gemara says, further in the Gemara now. So this question of Heter Bamos after Chorban Yerushalayim, Tanai, he is actually Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanan, Amr Reb Elazar Shamati, Kishayu Bonum Behechel, he said, I heard that when they built the Hechel during the 22 years that they were building the Beis HaMikdash in the days of Ezra, so Osin Kloim, meaning the second Beis HaMikdash, they made Kloim LaHechel, they made curtains around the area where the Hechel was going to be, Ukloim LaAzara, they also made curtains around the area of the Azara, El Shebehechel, the only difference was the curtains that they made around the Hechel, they would spread inside, or they spread out these curtains inside of where the walls of the Hechel were going to be, and Bonin Mibachutz, they built the wall around the curtains. But Ba'azara was the opposite. Ubazara, when it comes to the curtains that they built around the area of the Azara, they built outside of where the walls of the Azara were going to be, and Bonin Mibifnim, and they built the walls of the Azara inside of those curtains. But they hung curtains there before they actually had the walls built, and the reason for the difference between the Hechel and the Azara is because it's mutter for an Uman to enter the Azara, it's not mutter for the Uman to enter the Hechel. So they were able to go inside of the curtains of the Azara to build, they weren't able to go inside of the curtains of the Hechel to build. So the Braisa then goes on to say, Vamra Bishur Shamati Shemakrivin, Afal Pishein Bayis. I heard that we're allowed to be Makrav Karbanos B'zman Hazeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Ochlin Kachi Kachim, Afal Pishein Kloim. And we're allowed to eat Kachi Kachim, even though there's no curtains around the Azara. Kachim Kalim Maiser Sheini, Afal Pishein Choma. We're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim Maiser Sheini, even though there's no walls around Yerushalayim. Mnesha Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha Las Lavo. Because the original Kedusha is still intact, and even after the Churban, that Kedusha didn't go away. So the Gemara is understanding that Rav Lezer and Rav Shua are arguing whether these kalayim that they made for the Hechel during the time of construction, whether they made kalayim for the Hechel during the time of construction, that the logic behind the machlokes is as follows. The reason you need to make kalayim for the Hechel is because kol zman that there's no Pesach and Choma to the Hechel, so the Mizbeach is not kosher to be makrav karbanos on. Because the Pasuk says, Beferish in the first parak, in the very first few psukim of Sefer Vayikra, Vizarko es hadam al Mizbeach, Saviv Asher Pesach Oel Moed. So the Machlokas, Reb Elazar, Reb Yeshua, Machlokas, Reb Elazar, Reb Yeshua, is when they built the Bayis Sheni, did they still need those Kloim? Do you assume the Yisod of the Machlokas is Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Aslavo? Reb Yeshua holds Kedusha Rishona is Kitcha L'Aslavo as well. So he holds when they built Bayis Sheni, they were allowed to be Makrav on the Mizbeach during those 22 years, while they were constructing, even without walls and without curtains, because they didn't have to be Mekadesh the area of the Hechel again. It was already Kadosh, so they're allowed to do whatever they want. But from Rabbi Shu, you see, Mechal de Rabbi Lazar Savar, lo Kichalas Lavo. Rabbi Lazar holds it wasn't Kichalas Lavo, and that's why they needed to be Mekadesh the area again. They needed to be Mekadesh with the walls around the Hechel in order to be able to bring Karbanos. And that's why they needed the Kloim. The Kloim were makeshift walls so that they could be Mekadesh the area. So that machlokas is the same machlokas, whether you could be makrav bizman hazeh. The Tanoim of our Mishnah and Zvachim hold Kedusha Rishon Kitcha L'Shaita and Kitcha L'Aslava like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why they hold that after Yerushalayim was Kadosh, Bumbles became Asr and remain Asr, never become Mutter again, whereas Rabbi Yitzchak holds the opposite. He holds that you're allowed to bring the Beis Chonyo because Kedusha Rishona lo Kitcha L'Aslava, so if there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim, so you're allowed to be Makrav and Bumbles wherever you are. Some of the Rabbi Ravashi, Mimai, how do you know that's the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Dilma Dukuli Alma, Kedusha Rishon, Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Aslava. Maybe everyone holds it's Kitcha L'Aslava. Umar Mai Dishmiel Lekamar, Umar Mai Dishmiel Lekamar. But they just argue whether they made Kalayim or they didn't make Kalayim. V'chi Tema, Kalayim Rabbi Elazar Lamali. Well, if it was, anyway, Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Aslava, why would they need Kalayim then? Why would Rabbi Elazar say that they would build these curtains, they would put up these curtains? It's Nisubi Alma, Stam, it's nice to put up curtains for it's, the covenant of the Heich. You enclose the area, but in a chinam, you have nothing to do with the kedusha. Ella kihani tanaim. So rather, you have to say the machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak and the other tanaim about whether you're allowed to be makrav bizman hazeh is really aligns with the following machlokes tanaim, which relates to batei arichoma. The halach is if you sell a bayis in a city that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it's different than selling a house in any other part of Eretz Yisrael. For the first year, you're allowed to buy the house back as long as you come up with the money. You can buy it back as whenever you want. But if one does not redeem redeem the house within that first year, then he never gets it back, and it's even biyovel. It's not even yotze biyovel. You lose it forever and ever. The Mishnah Maseches Erechin lists off the cities that are walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Lists off like 8 cities that had walls around from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara said, "Titania, Amar Yeshua ben Rabbi Yossi, lama manu chames elu? Why the Chacham dafka list off those 8 cities? There must have been many other cities that had walls from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Shekshalu ben Agola. It's because when we came in the days of Ezra from Bavel back to Yerushalayim for the second base of Mikdash, Matzah Selu v'Kitchum, they found those 8 cities and they were Makadesh them. They brought back the Kedusha Rishona that they had. Avel Rishonos Bitlu Mishabat Ha'aretz. But all the other cities that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, their Kedusha was gone when with the Chorban of the first base of Mikdash. So Gemara's Medayik from Rabbi Yishmael says that they lost their Kedusha with the Chorban Bayis Rishon, Almuk Sam Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Velo Kitchel Aslavo. Sounds like the Kedusha doesn't stay intact. The Kedusha Taka becomes bottle. So Rabbi Yitzchak holds that we're makrav bizbeis chonya bizmanazah, holds like Rabbi Yishmael that it's lo kitchel aslavo, and that's why bamos become mutter after the Chorban Abayis. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Raminu, but I'll ask you a stira in Rabbi Yishmael himself, that I'm Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi says, why is that the Mishnah Dafka lists off those cities, v'chielu bilvad hoyu, were these the only cities that had walls from the Yishu benun v'alo kvar nemar? Doesn't it say about other cities, shishim ir kol chevel argov, uksiv kol eila arim b'tsuros chama gavoa? So you see in Eretz Og, Mel Chabashan, alone there were 60 cities that had a wall, that had walls around this. How could you say there were only 8 cities that had a wall down from the days of Yeshua ben Nun? Elam man chames elu, shekshal b'nei agalim, matzu elu v'kitchum. Why did the Chum list off these cities? Because they were Makadesh, these cities in the days of Ezra. So the Gemara says, what, Kitchum? They were Makadesh them? Hashta Amri, lo tshrich l'kedushe. What do you mean? We just said they don't need to be, because they're already Kadosh. Elam matzu eselu m'na'um. No, they found these cities, and they listed them off to let it be known, the Dore Doros, that these cities were surrounded with the wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. But Enoch Nami, he didn't need to be Mekadesh them again. So the Gemara now said, okay, so lo el b'vad, el kol shatalach masaris b'yadach me'avsecha, shem kevaz chomim yos Yeshua ben Nun, kol amitzo salalu, no agin ba. And it's not only these cities, any city that you happen to have a tradition that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun would have all of these halachos of a walled city. M'nesha Kedusha Rishonah, Kitchel Shaitav, Kitchel Asalavo, because the Kedusha Rishonah is Kitchel Shaitav, Kitchel Asalavo. So bottom line is, kashad Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says in the first brisa that the only bavel had to be mekadesh the cities that were mekavas chama because kedusha rishon was not kitchel asalavo, and then in the second brisa he says that they didn't need to be mekadesh the cities because it was kitchel asalavo. So what does Rabbi Shmuel really hold? So the Gemara says two possibilities what Rabbi Shmuel really holds. Number one, treitanai libid Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. It could be that it's a machlokas tanaim what Rabbi Shmuel holds. That one tana holds that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says lo kitchel asalavo, and the other tana holds that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds kitchel asalavo. So it's machlokas tanaim what he actually holds. Second possibility, viba yisema, harav lazer Rabbi Yossi amara. That which the Brisa says kedusha shana is kitchel asalavo was not Rabbi Shmuel. It was Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yossi who says it, because we find elsewhere that Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yossi holds kitchel rishona, kedusha rishona kitchel shaita and kitchel asalavo. The Tanya Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yossi amar asher lo choma. When it describes the batei ori choma, it says asher lo choma, but there's a kri and a ksiv. The ksiv is asher lo with an aleph. The kri is asher lo with a vav. So he darshins Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yossi darshins afal bishen. Even though it doesn't have a choma now, but it had a choma previously in the days of Yeshua, that's still called Bateri Choma, and even though the Eretz Yisrael is destroyed, it stays with its original Kedusha. So that is the real source. It's not Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara discusses the Megillah. Now we move on to the actual drushos of the Megillah. By Hibi Me'achashverosh, Amar Rabbi Levi V'Tem Rabbi Yonasan, Davar Zeh Mesoros B'Yadein Me'Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. We have a Mesorah from the times of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, dating back to the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Kol Makom Shnemar Vayihi Eino Elo Lashon Tsar. Anytime we have the phrase Vayihi, it's always a harbinger of things to come, of bad things to come. It's always a Lashon of Tsar that we're going to have terrible things that we're going to read about in that Parsha. Vayihi Me Achashverosh, we start the Megillah, Vayibi Me Achashverosh, Hava Haman. That leads right into the story of Haman. Terrible things. Vayibi Me Shor HaShoftim, Hava Ra'av. So Vayibi Me Shor HaShoftim, and right away we read about famine. Vayhi Ki Echel Adam LaRov, Vayar Hashem Ki Rabba Ra'as HaAdam. And then we see the evil of man. Vayihi Ben Asa Mikedem, Hava Nivna Lanu Ir, and they want to build a city with a Migdal, etc., to rebel against God. Vayihi Bimeam Raphael, Asum Mulchama. You have Vayibi Me'am Raphael, and right away there's war. Vayibi Yos Yoshua Bi Yericho. Yoshua is in Yericho. The Charva Shlufa Biado, and he sees the Malach with the Charva Shlufa Biado that we learned about earlier in the Masechta, where the Malach comes to criticize. Why didn't you bring the Karban Tamid? Why didn't you learn Torah? Alezabasa, Achshabasi, Atabasi, etc. Vayi Hashem Es Yoshua, Vayimalu B'nei Yisrael. Vayi Hashem Es Yoshua was after the Mulchama Yericho, so you think it's a great time for the Jewish people? No, but then Klal Yisrael took from the spoils of Yericho, which they weren't allowed to do. Vayi Yeshechad Min Armasim, Ki Eschana Ahav, Vashem Sagarachma. It tells us about Chana's childlessness and how much she was suffering because she didn't have a child. Vayi Ki Zakan Shmuel V'lo Halchu Banav B'drachav. Vayi Ki Zakan Shmuel, Shmuel got old, which the Gemara says he never really got old, but he looked old. And V'lo Halchu Banav B'drachav, his children didn't follow in his path. Vayi David L'chol Drachav Maskil Vashem Imo, Vayi Shol Oyenes David, that you have that Hashem was with David, but then Shol gave him all sorts of tzaras. Vayi Ki Yashav Melech Beveso, finally David HaMelech has a time of peace and quiet, and everything's okay, and no one's chasing after him, he doesn't have father-in-laws trying to kill him, he doesn't have sons trying to kill him, everything's going okay for a little bit. Rakata Lo Sivna Bayis, but he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he gets the news from Nassim that he's not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. So it always leads to something bad. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, there are some that don't lead to anything bad. It says Vayibe Yom Hashmini V'Tanya, and it says over there Osa Yom Isisimkof Mekavosh Baruch Hu Kiyom Shenivur Bo Shemayim V'Aretz, the day of Hakamas of Mishkan, the day where they finally finished the preparations of the Mishkan and the consecration of the Mishkan, it was as great a Simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creation of Shemayim V'Aretz, because in a certain sense Shemayim V'Aretz, building the Maaseh Bereishis, allows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Hashras HaShchina in this world. But that most intense level of Hashras HaShchina is only when we have a Mishkan, when we have a Mikdash. So it was like building another Makom, another Mishkan Kvodo, a place for Hashras HaShchina. So it was a day like Bria Shemayim V'Aretz. So Ksiv Hacha V'Yibei Yom HaShmini U'Ksiv Hasam V'Yer V'Yivokei Yom Echad. How do we know it's like Shemayim V'Aretz? Because it says V'Yibei Yom HaShmini, and we have the same V'Yihi when it comes to the Bria Shemayim V'Aretz. V'Yer V'Yivokei Yom Echad. So it answers Gemara, yeah, but it was supposed to be a very happy day, but Hashach of Nadav Aviyu, something terrible happened. That's when Nadav and Aviyu died because of Bakriv Mech Zarul of Hashem. V'aksiv Ayid Batpazik says V'ayi B'shmon M'shana V'arba Me'oshana, 480 years. V'aksiv after Klal Yisrael came to Yisrael. V'aksiv V'ayi B'shara Yaakov is Rachel. It's I'm sorry. V'aksiv V'ayi B'shmon M'shana V'arba Me'oshana, and there's nothing bad. There's nothing bad that follows. That follows after that. V'aksiv V'ayi K'shara Yaakov is Rachel, and nothing bad follows from that. Yaakov marries Rachel. That's wonderful. V'aksiv V'ayi V'ayivoker Yom Echad, and that's wonderful that we had Yom Echad in the Bria, and not only Yom Echad. And plenty of other times where you have the word Vayihi, and all sorts of wonderful things happen without anything terrible. So why do we always assume it's terrible? Amar Ravashi, Kol Vayihi Ikahachi V'Ikahachi. Now whenever you have the word Vayihi, that doesn't necessarily tell you anything. That can go either way when you have the word Vayihi. Sometimes it goes good, sometimes bad. Vayihi B'Mei Einu El Lashon Tsar. But when you have those two words together, Vayihi B'Mei, that's always going to be tsar. So how many times do you have that? Chamisha v'yibi mei havu. There are five times where you have v'yibi mei. V'yibi mei achashverosh, v'yibi mei shor shoftim, v'yibi mei amrafel, v'yibi mei achaz, v'yibi mei yoyakin. And all of these things, all of these stories lead to something terrible. Amr Levi, Davar Zem Mesorah B'Yadenu Me'Avosenu. We have a Mesorah from our forefathers. Amotz V'Amatzia, Achim Havu, that Amos and Amatzia are brothers, which is essentially another way of telling us that Yishayahu descends from the Malchus Beis David, because Yishayahu's father was a brother of someone from the Malchus Beis David. So mainly it's telling us that Yishayahu, Amutz was the father of Yishayahu, a Navi, and Amatzia was a Melech Yehuda. So we're saying that the Navi Yishayahu descends from the Malchus Beis David. So my Kamashvalan, what's the Chiddush? Ki Hadam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonah's son. It teaches us a very important moral lesson. Kol Kalash Yitzanua Bebeis Chameha, Zochav Yotzin Mimena, Malachim Unaviyim. That any Kalah that Sanua, when she's in her father-in-law's house, is going to be zochah to have kings and prophets descend from her. Minalan, where do we know that from? Mitamar. We learned it from Tamar. Tachziv, Vayir Yehuda Vayechshavel Zona. Yehuda sees her and assumes she's a Zona. Why does he assume she's a Zona? He kissed Sapanah because she covered her face. So what? Mishum Tachziv Sapanah Vayechshavel Zona. Because she covers her face, you can see, you think she's a Zona. Adrab, normally when someone is Sanua, you assume she's not a Zona. So why would you assume that she's a Zona just because she was covering her face? So no, means Alam Shem Dekasa Panah Bebeis Chameha V'lava Yadala Zachs of Yasim and Melachim Nevim, because she covered her face in her father's house, in her father-in-law's house, meaning when she was married to Yehuda's children, that's when she covered her face. So therefore, when Yehuda sees her looking like a Zona, he didn't recognize her because he didn't recognize her face. He never saw a daughter-in-law before, so he didn't recognize that it was Tamar. So he saw that she was covering her face, and that's why he saw that she wasn't covering her face. He saw her, but since she covered her face previously in his previous knowledge of her, so that's why he didn't recognize her. And because that sneus that she had in her father-in-law's house, she was zocha that kings and prophets descended from her. Malachim David, where we see kings descended from David, and Neviim damra b'levim. And we know that Neviim descended from her because Yishayo and Avi descended from her. Uksiv Chazon Yishayo ben Amotz. It says Chazon Yishayo ben Amotz. So we see that Neviim descended from her. And anytime it says a Navi with the name of the father, the Girsa, the Agos Tzunim has on the side, that any Kalhecha Dekari bin Navi, Shem Aviv, Kaimlan da Aviv Hayy Navi Kamahu, that anytime the name of the father is mentioned together with the Navi, it means the father was a Navi as well. So it's not only Yishayahu was the Navi, but Amos was also the Navi. V'amrav Levi, Davrzem Masoros B'yadeinu Mavaseinu, Makom Aron Eino Min Amida. We have another Masara, that the Makom Aron, the place where the Aron stood in the Beis HaMikdash, didn't take up any space. That's what's pointed out, that this miracle, in a certain sense, is greater than any of the other miracles, because we don't even know what this means. Meaning it defies the human mind, it defies the capacity of the human mind to even understand what this is. Kriyas Yam Suf, I don't know how it happened. I mean, it's amazing that Hashem did that. It doesn't happen every day, but I could picture it. I could picture what that means, that the water goes up. I could go, Dam, Tzvardei, all that. I could picture what it means. But what does it mean? Inu min amida. You measure one side, you measure the other side, and it's 20 amos, and then you measure, counting there, and it's 20 amos. It doesn't work. It defies the mind to even figure out what it is. So it's a phenomenal miracle. So makom aron inu min amida. Tani nami achi. Aron chosu Moshe, yesh lo eser amos l'kal ruach. The aron that Moshe Rabbeinu built had 10 amos on each side of it. Uksiv, lufnei advir esrim amma, orech. And the pasuk says that the whole room took up only 20 amos. Uksiv, knaf ha-kruv ha-echad esr amos, knaf ha-kruv ha-echad esr amos. That the wings of the kruvim were 10 amos. Aron gufei, hecha ha-vakai. So where was the aron? Elav, shmamina, b'neis ha-yomid. So you see that it stood b'neis, that the aron, the aron, enam in amida. It stood b'neis. So that's the drasha. Now the Gemara is now going to start 17 different psichos for drashos on Megillas Esther. The big question is, why do you need psichos for drashos and Megillas Esther? Can't you just darsh and Megillas Esther? So when Ravin Ravashi were Masadar the Shas, why do they have to bring drashos of every different amora to tell us about the Neis Purim? It's not the derech of the Gemara to do that. Normally, if we have kasha in Yishuv of Psukim or an understanding something, so good. So we have a kasha. So Pnei Yeshua says that these amoraim were coming to answer a kasha. Why is it that the Megillah tells us the whole story of the Mishnah and the Maisa Vashti? That's not nogeya to the Neis Purim at all. It should have started from Haman rising to power and the gzeros that he made. And especially since the Gemara says in Dav Zayin Amar Aleph that the Chum didn't even want to, Shabal Sodar didn't even want to write the story of Purim because Dvarim Shabal Peh were not Nitnu Likasev, but they ultimately found the smach min mikra that they have to write ksov zosi karim b'sefer, that they have to write the maisa amalek, whatever what Haman did, because he's mizara shel amalek, they have to write it b'sefer. That's what we learned in Dav Zayin. So they were only allowed to write the story of Haman. So why would they writing this whole everything from the Mishnah? So that's what pasuk piskel ha'parshasa. They're explaining why it has to say the beginning of the story with the Mishnah and everything else. That's what they're all coming to answer. Rabbi Yonason pasuk piskel ha'parshasa me'acha. So this pasuk refers to the early parts of the story. Rabbi Shomer Nachmani pasuk l'piskalei parshas Me'acha. He darshens the following pasuk: Tachas na'atzos yalav rosh v'tachas yirpad yalav adas. Tachas na'atzos tachas haman rosh shas atzma avod zara. Haman rosh who made himself an avod zara d'ksivu b'chol na'atzum b'chol na'alulim. Yalav rosh, that's Reverend Zamordechai shenikra rosh l'chol. He's the finest of the spices. What's mar dror in targum? Mar dachi, Mordechai. Tachas asirpad, tachas vashi harishah, bas benoshel vuchanetzar harasha, shesaraf refidas beis Hashem, the descendant of Nebuchadnezzar harasha, vashi, tuchsir refidas lezav, yala hadas, comes instead, hadas, a hadas, what's that? Zu esra tzedekah, shenikra is hadasa, shenemra, v'yomein as hadasa, v'yel Hashem l'shem, zu mikra megillah, lo osalam lo yikareis, elu yimei purim, and then we have a shame, we have mikra megillah, and it's no solom lo yikares. That's a reference to the days of Purim. So that's how they began the drashas of those parshas, by introducing the characters of the Megillah and what their background was, and that's what leads them to their roles in the Megillah. Okay, we're a little behind, but Hashem will pick up from the third drasha, the third psicha tomorrow. Oh, yeah.